superstition. The great comedian of all time. But man takes me for a tragedian and worships at my shrine with fear, obeying my tyrannical dictates blindly, cringingly. But if man only knew.
Moonlight, a canoe, and you, Audrey. Could anything be more perfect?
Flatterer. It is beautiful, though. But where is the moon?
Wait a minute. Don't look around.
For heaven's sake, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. But the moon is new tonight. Look at it over your left shoulder and then make a wish. You're sure to get it.
Jim Donovan, if I'd gotten all the wishes I have made on new moons, I'd own the world. But I might have known that you'd believe in that superstition.
Why?
Well, I believe that your ancestors, the Celts, originated it. You know, long, long ago, people worshipped the moon.
And why not? Do you know how lovely you are in the moonlight?
The Celts believed that the moon had supernatural powers, affected the heart. Thus, if you look over your left shoulder nearest the heart, you know, you'll get your heart's desire.
I begin to follow you, Miss Einstein. Darn clever, these Celts. Do they always get their heart's desire?
Stay where you are, Jim Donovan. Don't you dare move. You'll turn us over.
All right, honey. For the time being, let's just drift for a while. But before we go into the landing, I'm going to prove to you that you'll get your wish if you look at the new moon.
New moon. Leslie calls it the broken moon ever since that night at the Mardi Gras last year.
Leslie? Another boyfriend?
No, silly. My girl chum.
Oh.
And since you're so certain about proving the truth of this superstition, I'll prove that you can look at the new moon over your left shoulder and get an unwished-for result.
Oh, yes?
Yes. It makes me sad to remember that night in New Orleans. But there was something so beautiful, so wistful about it, that it almost takes the pain away.
What do you mean, dear?
Leslie and I were there last year with our families. Oh, the Mardi Gras was wonderful. We couldn't be glamorous with aunts and uncles on our heels all the time.
I should say not.
Well, we determined to have a night of freedom. And this night was the climax of the Mardi Gras. A masked ball was being held in the loveliest hotel in the French Quarter. Leslie was costumed as Pierrette, and I as Columbine. And masked and cloaked, we arrived at the masquerade alone. Oh, it was wonderful. A marvelous orchestra and the dancers seemed to be swaying in clouds of confetti. Oh, it was wonderful. Oh, Audrey, I've never seen anything like it.
And it makes it all the more exciting being alone like this.
Yes. But wouldn't you like to dance?
You mean you'd like to dance, Leslie? Well, oh, I think we're going to dance.
What do you mean?
To your left. To your left. Pierrot and Pagliacci.
Oh.
Ah, Pierrette. I've been looking for you all evening.
Well, I'm surprised that you haven't found a Pierrette sooner. There seem to be a great many of them here tonight.
Ah, but there is only one with hair that gleams like sunshine and dark eyes that promise much. Pierrot will not be deceived. See, I place my heart at your feet. Will you dance on it?
Oh, shall we dance, Audrey? I mean, Columbine.
Oh, please, Columbine. Do not make this Pagliacci break his heart in vain. Give reality to my painted smile.
I'm quite overcome, sir. But I do not want to break your heart. No. Well, you must always laugh. Laugh, clown, laugh. Is it not so?
Columbine with a sense of humor. Most refreshing.
And Pierrette and Columbine are very friendly, too. A good omen, eh, clown?
Yea, verily. Oh, come, the hours are flying. Let us make the most of them and dance. Come, Columbine, let us leave these fated lovers to dance together.
You dance like an angel, Pierrette. And do you know how beautiful you are?
How can you say that, Pierrot? Can you see through my mask?
My heart whispers to me of your beauty. And my heart is never wrong.
It must be a lovely heart. It's very kind to me. Thank it for me, will you?
I'm sure it'll be hurt if you do not thank it yourself. Oh, come, this crowd is too much for Pierrot. I know of a cool balcony right off the ballroom.
Oh, I think we'd better dance.
Oh, please, please grant me this one wish. The masquerade will soon be over. An uncompromising reality will rule us.
My, what a grim Pierrot.
Oh, forgive me. Is it the balcony, then?
Well, yes. But what of Columbine?
I shall beckon to Pagliacci. They will join us later. Come, Pierrette.
Oh, look, Pagliacci. Piero and Pierrette are trying to attract your attention. Where are they going?
Probably to the balcony for some fresh air, Columbine. And then you know that Piero and Pierrette should always retire to a moonlight balcony sooner or later.
I'm afraid that you and your friend are taking this masquerade far too literally.
Heaven forbid. In that case, you should run away from me, and your poor Pagliacci would die of a broken heart.
You cannot be an American, or Piero either.
Why do you say that, Columbine?
Well, American men seem afraid to show their more romantic side. I think they feel self-conscious if they allow anyone to see that they really have a heart.
But still water runs deep, fair lady.
My, what a philosophical Pagliacci.
And a fool as well as a clown to give tongue to philosophy when there is beauty in my arms.
Oh, Piero, it is beautiful out here on the balcony. And look at the rose vine. Red roses. How sweet they are.
A fitting frame for you, Pierrette. And yes, there is even a new moon peering over your left shoulder.
Oh, I must see it.
No, wait. Don't move. It's perfect. In a few moments you can look and wish for your heart's desire. But now, stay as you are, Pierrette. Oh, golden haired, draped in moon mist. Are you real?
I'm real enough, Piero. And incidentally, the moon mist that you speak of is too. But I love your description of it.
Grant me one favor, then.
What is that?
Remove your mask.
Oh, no.
Why beg of you? See, I remove mine.
Oh.
Disappointed?
Oh, no.
Then let me take away your mask. Yes?
Well, yes.
Exquisite.
Oh, please, Piero.
No, I mean it. You're the loveliest girl I've ever seen. I believe I'm falling in love.
A perfect actor. You almost make me believe you, Piero.
Oh, please don't laugh at me, dear. Forget Piero and Pierrette and the Mardi Gras. Everything but the truth. I love you.
Oh.
Oh, have I frightened you? You naive Americans. You think that love must be carefully built, like a good fire. Oh, no, my sweet. Not always. There's the sudden, the all-consuming flash. But enough of that. If my way is too sudden for you, I shall start a campaign of your heart this night that will brook no defeat. Who are you? Where do you live?
I've never met anyone like you before.
Oh, believe me, dearest. We were meant for one another. Nothing shall part us.
Oh, I'd like to believe you.
You must, beloved. And now, you may look over your left shoulder at the new moon, and we'll both wish for our heart's desire. I assure you, we shall get it.
You believe that?
Yes.
Then I wish for you. No, wait, Piero. We must look at the moon. There.
And now, one touch of your sweet lips, my darling.
Pierrette! Pierrette! Oh!
No, don't leave us. Columbine, Pagliacci. Piero and Pierrette are going to be married.
Oh, I didn't say that.
You're going to be married.
As long as masks are off, Your Highness, you had better reveal yourself as you are and not jest with this young lady.
Your Highness?
But I am not jesting. Pierrette, he means that I am heir to one of the important thrones of Europe. But that makes no difference. I won't allow it.
There is always that difference, Your Highness.
You are a fool, Rhoda. If you think that I am going to allow this to interfere with...
Oh, Piero. Piero. Why did it have to end like this?
But it isn't going to end, dear. I'll come to you tomorrow. Can't you understand?
Come, Leslie. We'd better go.
I'll make her understand, Columbine. I'll come to her. Our love will never die. We made a wish on the new moon.
New moon? Broken moon.
Pierrette. Pierrette. She's gone.
And did he come the next morning?
No. Leslie never saw a prince again. You know how those things are, the old story.
Yes. A prince hasn't much chance of happiness. But, Lord, that superstition had the cards stacked against it.
What do you mean?
Well, you had your chance to prove the fallacy of the new moon superstition.
Yes, and a sad little romance it was.
Now, I'm going to prove that sometimes that superstition can be right. And make this a happy little romance. And seal it with a kiss.
Jim! Jim, you're rocking the boat! Jim! Oh, don't...
Now what do you think?
I think that, in this case, the superstition worked out beautifully.
I am superstition. You don't believe in me, do you?